Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You,
Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Hello, hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening in to. This is Coach Steven with Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us today. We have our really special VIP guest with us today. He's actually, I call him a celebrity within the disability community. And we have for us today, Jeff Moyer. Jeff is a strong advocate of individuals with not just disabilities, but other individuals who are underserved. He has his own vlog show called We Are People First, the Jeff Moyer Show. And Jeff has uses the medium of music to be able to get his message across. Jeff became blind when he was younger, and he has a story to tell with us this morning. Jeff, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Hey, thank you, Stephen. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great, great. Why don't you let our listening audience share with them as far as a little bit more about who you are and what you do and what's really important to you as far as getting the voice out.
Okay. My name is, you know, Jeff Moyer, and I began to lose my vision at age 5, the same summer that I developed a severe case of the measles, which caused the triggering of a genetic predisposition for retinitis pigmentosa. My brother Mark was born with a severe cognitive disability. We were told at the time that he was really mentally retarded, and combination of what he went through and what I went through, my poor brother was institutionalized in a barbaric institution when he was 9 years old because of the lack of opportunities in education and the cruelty of the neighborhood. So that set my sails really for a lifetime as an advocate. Although my degrees are in social welfare and rehabilitation administration, I did work in those fields for 20 years, and then I began to work as a musician and developer of curriculum for schools. And as a musician, kind of two tracks, one disability politics and the other inclusive ideas, both for schools and communities. Music is a very powerful medium. It can touch our heart, our mind, and our spirit. And I've used music to promote ideas of the wholeness of all people, regardless of their differences, particularly devalued differences. And so I've developed all kinds of materials for schools, and then I've also worked as a political musician, including playing, signing, the following of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and all other points along the continuum of disability rights. And I've been a longtime advocate in many regards. So these days I have a YouTube show called We're People First, the Jeff Moyer Show. And on that show, it's an hour-long show every 2 weeks, a YouTube show. We deal with all matters of access and interview people that are making a difference in the world and highlight some of my music, and it's a lot of fun.
I had the opportunity and privilege to be able to listen to that a few weeks ago. For those of individuals who know me, know that I've been in the vocational rehab industry also for over 20 years, and I'm asking myself, why haven't I come across Jeff Moyer until now? And it was just amazing. You at the time you were actually interviewing one of our mutual colleagues, Margarita, and it was just a great show. And I was really impressed as far as the history behind what you've done and really promoted and defending disability rights. I want to also let everyone know that we also have our host of the show, Ray, Coach Ray, is on. Coach Ray, you want to give away?
Hello?
Hello,
yes,
Coach
hello?
Ray.
Hi.
Welcome. Coach Ray is tuning in from the Caribbean island. Thanks for joining us, Coach
yes.
Ray. I didn't
oh,
want to
my
leave
goodness.
You out there.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm listening on. I'm just so impressed to hear all of the things that he's doing, you know, especially in the disability community. That is amazing, sir. Amazing. Thank you so much for what you do.
Well, you know, Ray, I think what I really have done in my life is – just a second, I've got to turn off. Hey, Google, stop. Our technology can control us.
We're live.
Yeah,
I love it. This is okay. It's just natural.
Tried,
things come
I've
up.
Tried
so.
To use
yeah.
The, whatever talents I've had, and really, my blindness has been a great advantage in everything I've done. And I think that I was listening to an interview with the young woman who is heading up really the climate crisis movement. What's her first name? Oh, Greta Thunberg, and she is on the autism spectrum, and she said that it's her superpower because it helps her to focus. And that really struck me as a powerful way to look at any time we live with a devalued difference. If we can find in it how in it what in it has given us something we can use to our advantage to leverage, boy, then we're really using any of life circumstances as a gift and a blessing.
Right. And that's something that
I
learned very, very early in my career is rather than perceiving a disability as a weakness, but perceive it as a strength to be able to, like you mentioned, as a platform to inspire other individuals and be able to communicate and send a message. And it's just utilize that as a, like you mentioned, as leverage as a form of strength to promote the values that you hold, and not looking at differences as something as less value. So
yes, I also wanted to mention that a number of my albums are in the cloud, can be listened to without cost, including an album I wrote for hospice that has been used by thousands of families who are dealing with the advance of the end of life or who are grieving. We're People, it's called Peace, Sweet Peace by Jeff Moyer. And my album, We're People First by Jeff Moyer, is the most popular of my albums, and it's got something in it for everybody, all ages. And as well as Maxwell the Dancing Dog, which is an album for young children on inclusion. And so,
yes.
And
at the end of the show, what I would like to do is give out more information about how people can be able to connect with that, those resources and be really inspired. Jeff, I want to ask you as far as what do you see as some of the most significant changes, improvements, as far as improvements are concerned, when it comes to disability rights and inclusion? I know the American Disabilities Act, the ADA, was a groundwork, a foundation to be able to allow some of those changes. But what are some things that you have seen over the year last few years?
Well, certainly the ADA is the pinnacle, and really two regards: physical access, so curb cuts, widened bathroom stalls, access for people who use wheelchairs for mobility. Then also the telecommunications section of the act, which for people who have deafness or hearing disabilities or speech disabilities can give equal access to the telephone system. But the ADA actually excluded blindness, so information and orientation access has not made comparable gains, and we still have a long way to go. In addition to openness in the social sphere, housing, an example, people with disabilities who need assistance still face tremendous barriers, and it depends on the disability group that you're talking about. But, for example, people with psychosocial disabilities or emotional disorders, as some people refer to them, they really are up against it because the institutionalization movement that occurred that shut down long-term state hospitals promised to set up community-based alternatives, and they haven't. And what the deinstitutionalization movement did was really create homelessness in this country. So it depends on the disability group that you're talking about. We've made great gains, but there are still huge gaps.
Okay. But that was my next question, as far as what specific areas that you see that still need to be changed and what need to be improved, and how can individuals get involved to be able to start impacting that. You had mentioned
all
as far as blindness, right?
Yeah, all disability rights law involves two things, and there have been all manner of different laws, including the Fair Housing Act amendments and the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act and Section 504 of the Rehab Act, actually all Section 5 of the Rehab Act and the ADA. They all stress individualized planning and social integration. So what any of us can do is take a look at our own lives and say, how big is my circle? And are there people with certain disabilities that I am afraid of? I don't know how to communicate with. I feel inept. And are there things I can do to get to the point that any person that I meet in life, I can say, who are you? And I would like to learn from you. And let's get together and connect in the ways that the people are meant to connect. Because most of the patients are attitudinal. I'm sorry, Ray.
No, go ahead. There's just some background. Absolutely.
Oh.
And I think what you're saying, Jeff, is really more about individuals being willing to change and adapt and grow to learn how to learn more about individuals with other differences, you know,
yes.
As for different abilities.
And even for those of us with disabilities, we very few of us are open to, knowledgeable about, and extend ourselves to people with other disabilities. You know, just because we have a disability doesn't mean that we have the superpower of openness to all of the people with other disabilities. There are so many different aspects of the human condition that can be disabling, but it's not just disabilities, it's any devalued difference. So, you know, any time that we see another person and say that they are the other, we, you know, they are less than us, and we are superior, or whether it's conscious or unconscious, anytime that there's that barrier between us and other people, then we are devaluing that person and excluding them. So all of us can make a difference in our own attitude with every human being we find.
Right. And I think that comes down to showing some respect and dignity to human beings on the same level, and that one person, just because they have an ability to do something, a certain behavior more than another, doesn't necessarily give them more value. That we are,
yeah,
as human beings, we have we're on the same plane as far as value is concerned. Our skills are different, but that doesn't increase it.
Thomas Jefferson wrote that we're all created equally, which is a spiritual idea, but it did not say that we can all do all things equally well. And a disability is a medical measurable fact that is something that creates a limitation to some major life activity for any of us. And, you know, we all live with the potential of disability, particularly as we age. You know, the older you get, the more opportunities you have to lose your hearing, lose your vision. And I don't mean totally, but enough of an impairment that it creates a limitation. So being open to wearing hearing aids, for example, or bifocals and trifocals, or glasses themselves, these are things that people can, because we hold an attitude that my gosh, wearing hearing aids. Oh, no, that means you're getting old. It means whatever we believe. That can
right.
be then a limitation to our own ability to access assistive technology when we need it. So
right,
it,
exactly.
This is about, you know, clearing our kind of clearing our perceptual sphere so that we're able to not only open ourselves to all of the people, but ourselves in all other circumstances of the human condition.
Exactly, exactly. You know what I'd like to do now, if you're prepared, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but would you be able to share with our listening audience one of your songs? And be able to play one of your songs with your instruments. Are you prepared to do that at this time to be able to?
You know what, I can do that quickly enough. I'm not in tune. I'll tell you what. Let me get a ukulele. That'll be simpler.
Okay. While we're waiting, I just want to encourage the listening audience to visit Jeff's website, simplyjeffmoyer.com. And you can find out more information about how to tune into his YouTube show and also his music. He indicated that you can be able to stream his music that he's written on jeffmoyer.com. And we're in just a little bit, we're going to be able to get a little taste of his skill and his talent of what how he's going to be able to be an impact to the world and demonstrate, you know, as far as his value. So sounds like he's setting it up right now, and
yeah, this is
he's getting some prep time. And this is one of the things too that I love about this show is that it's real, and we don't have any script that we're reading off of, and you know, it's sincere, and I just encourage anyone, if you're listening now, it's probably on a recording, but please tune into our shows, Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio. The host is Coach Ray Russell, and my name is Coach Steve Stover, with, again, Financial Coach for You. Hello, Jeff, are you ready?
Do you see me as an equal? In your eyes do I unfold? Do you see me for the person that I am? Do you see me as an equal? Free of labels, names, and signs? Well, I'm living well and whole here in my plan. They say don't judge the books just by their covers. How can we do less by sisters and brothers? For we are truly equal, one spirit just the same. Let's love each other as we are, living on this plane. Now did you know that human difference is the way we're meant to be? But only when we know that are we whole. For our differences make us stronger, each with our abilities, and together we comprise one family whole. They say don't judge the books just by their covers. How can we do less by sisters and brothers? For we are truly equal, one spirit just the same. Let's love each other as we are, living on this plane. Well, it's true here in me and there in you. Just behind it we can see what we can do. Together we can truly be known for our abilities, living, loving, laughing, being free. Now we share this tiny planet home as one great family, so different as the fishes of the sea. But when blinded by appearance, we disable those we see, but we handicap our own humanity. humanity. They say don't judge the books just by their covers. How can we do less by sisters and brothers? For we are truly equal, one spirit just the same. Let's love each other as we are, living on this plane, and then we'll all be whole once again. And then we'll all be whole once again.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jeff. That was great. Fantastic. You know, that was really inspirational, and I just loved having you on the show. I wish we had more time to be able to share more information and some more thoughts.
I understand. You're in the hot seat, Steve. It's a hot, tough job you're doing. Thank you for interviewing me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's definitely my honor. And I, again, want to encourage everyone to check out Jeff at jeffmoyer.com, more information where you can get a list of his music and his where how to contact
him. The free downloads and the show.
And when is the next? When is your next show, Jeff? When is it actually going to be aired,
the next show
your YouTube?
It's on June 3rd. But it is available anytime at on YouTube just by going to the Jeff Moyer Show. And you can watch any of the shows through the website. Just go to jeffmoyer.com and you can watch the shows there.
Fantastic. Again, thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Coach Stevens signing out.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You. Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u.com.